What's going on, everybody? This is the Motive Podcast. We want to help you solve life's hardest problems and learn some tools, right? We got to have tools. Life's hard enough as it is. If you don't have the tools to deal with it, then bring on anxiety. So, wanted to update you a little bit. First off, if I sound different, I got a cold or something. Maybe I got the Rona. I don't know. But I got a cold going on. So, kind of sound a little bit different nasally, but I hope it doesn't make you turn it off. So, I have a little bit of news. So, we have wanted to just announce and make sure that everyone knows that we as in me and the two therapists, Steve and Sadie, who work here at Motive, are starting group therapy. And we've already had about 6 weeks of it every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Right now it's just in person, but we have intentions of probably creating an online version as well for any of you that don't live nearby. But it's $35 a session, which is super cheap. It's about an hour and a half. And most of the time there's at least two of us. Sometimes all three of us are there in attendance. So three therapists, $35, awesome people to connect with, feel normal about your stuff. It's a mood and anxiety group. And really, which is another way of saying, if you're having a hard time, this is a good place to come. And any adult ages, basically, I would say if you're a young teenager, probably not the place for you at this point, but we will find one later on. And that's a lot of what we have going on too, where we want to increase the amount of groups that we have to where we have many of them, and that we would hope that maybe to release a different way of getting into group as far as financially. So maybe like a monthly subscription or something. So we're excited about that. And I wanted to just tell you to make sure you understand, and I'm going to release more and more and talk more and more about the vision that I have for here at Motive. But I will say this, that therapy is awesome, right? And it works, but there's also therapy revolves around you, and you have a life, you have situations, there's something going on in your life. And so therapy is very much a one-sided process where it's like you come in, you have an hour, pay for it, come back maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, sometimes every week. And it's just like this one-sided. And I've always been an oppositional person. I like to challenge things and ask why, hence the reason I called my company Motive. What is your why? I spelt it with a Y. And so one of my bigger visions of Motive is to change the culture of therapy and to meet you where you're at in whatever type of help you need, whether that's here at the podcast for free, whether that's to take our online course to pay a little bit of money there and have the online course in the safety of your own home. And if you maybe only have time at nighttime, so 11 o'clock at night, you're doing some mental health work, like that's great. We want to do classes, right, where it's just more educational, where you can come and attend and learn things just from me and from other therapists that I have involved, and like Steve and Sadie, and to group therapy, and then into actual therapy if you'd like. We want to meet you wherever you're at, and that's the vision we have. Not to mention, I am in conversation and in very serious conversation with someone right now who is probably going to be jumping on board here in a little bit, who is a nurse practitioner in specializing in mental health. So that means she's able to prescribe medication. And so that means at Motive, we could have a full scale, comprehensive, access to whatever type of help you might need that fits where you're at in your life. And because it's not just always about coming in and sitting on the couch for an hour, that's just not doable for a lot of people. And for many different reasons. And so that's a little bit of what we're doing. And I'm excited to see how it goes. And I know that it'll just keep going, because of your support and talk and you sharing that message with others about what we're doing here will help immensely. And if you didn't know, I mean, I hope you do, but if you didn't know, we pretty much help with anything. Sadie is really good with young kids. She was a sixth grade teacher for a long time, and for about 10 years, I think, a little bit over 10 years, and is just, as a student in therapy, is, you can just tell, has the it factor, and she just gets it. She's great with female teenagers. She loves working with females and teenagers at that time in their life, but she's also very I would say very, very good with relationship work too. And then Steve is very similar to me, where we branch off into relationships, addictions, anxiety, grief, you know, and then just any type of life situation. That's kind of where he and I are both at. And he does take Blue Cross Blue Shield, and he takes Select Health insurances. I don't take insurance at this time. So, and would love to have you. So please come on, and all you got to do is text or call our assistant, and get it. You can be on board. So thank you. I don't do that often to that's a lot of time for 5 minutes to kind of talk about more of what I do here, but that's, I guess I gave you a lot of my time. So thanks for taking some, allowing me to use some of your time. So I want to, start off here with giving you a tool. So there's a problem that we all have, and that problem is in our brain, if you will, that our brain loves to look for danger. Okay, our brain is hardwired to look for data in our surrounding environment that could be dangerous. And whether that's a physical threat, maybe a relationship threat, you know, social threat, whatever you might call it, it's built that way. It's built to protect and preserve us. And so what can happen is, very easily in all of our lives, something can happen, and we will jump to a conclusion, right? You'll jump to this conclusion about why something happened. And that, honestly, a lot of the time is the only conclusion people ever jump to. So you can imagine how dysfunctional that could be if frequently the conclusion you jump to is actually the wrong one. That somebody didn't text you back, and you jump to a conclusion that they're mad at you, and that's the only conclusion that you come to. Well, how's that going to impact you, right? Or, I could go on and on about the amount of situations that occur. I like to think about it too. I'm driving down the road, and somebody drives by and flips me off, and my first conclusion would be they're a jerk. And if I just leave it there, and then it happens again later on, it's very easy to start thinking like, man, there's just a lot of jerks out there. And that's called overgeneralizing. So that's taking one event or a couple events and generalizing it to the larger population, if you will. And so this problem is often hidden. And in other words, those of you that are listening, you might need to take a second and actually ask yourself, what conclusions do you typically jump to? And give yourself some time to think. Do the conclusions that you jump to when things happen, especially like stressful things or hurtful things or hard things, difficult things, are they usually healthy? Are they usually backed with evidence? Or are they just kind of like based on your emotions? Or just based on honestly guesswork and I would almost say magic. Like you just can read the aura of the world and just find a solution or find an answer, right? It's really common. And so we have to change that, right? That has to change. Otherwise, the anxiety, the emotions that you'll get, way beyond anxiety, just many different emotions you'll receive in direct correlation to whatever conclusion you jump to, can be quite difficult and then drive you into the next conclusion that you draw to be bad as well and to be off. And think about it this way, right? Like the problem with jumping to conclusions is no one really knows, so someone drives by me and flips me off. I don't know why they did that. And in my arrogance, I could assume that I do, but truthfully, I don't. I have no idea. I might have a suspicion if there's something that did happen, but truthfully, it's kind of there's kind of an infinite amount of possibilities. So that in most cases, there's a lot of different possibilities for why things happen. So the question would be, why do we choose the worst one then? If we have the opportunity to choose a perspective or to choose a conclusion that could be empathic, that could be benefit of the doubt, that could be kind, that could be merciful, that protects our peace, why would we ever choose a perspective that creates hostility, that creates severe panic, right? And do you realize that you have the choice? Do you realize that that your conclusion is hearsay? Do you, and that, so it's just a guess. And so why not guess one that's like kind of fun? Why not guess one that actually helps preserve your day? And I'm not saying to be like butterflies and rainbows about this and be, to not use your, you know, reasoning, but the fact is, in many cases in your life, when things happen, sometimes there's just not a lot of evidence to go on. And so in those cases, let's make a decision and choose a perspective that helps us the most, right? And so there's a tool I want to teach you that I give credit to David Burns. He's and I've mentioned him many times on the podcast, but just an amazing anxiety expert. And he recently retired. And so, anyway, I'm very grateful for all that he has taught me. And so he calls this a reattribution activity or exercise. So let's just take the, I'm driving on the road and somebody drives by me and gives me a really bad look and maybe like flips me off or whatever. And my first thought is, God, that person did that because he's a jerk. And so what I would do is I'd take a piece of paper and at the top of the paper, I would write that exact thing. I'd say, okay, so he did that because, and obviously I wouldn't write this while I'm driving, but you get the point. So I would write, you know, he did that because he's a jerk. And then I would take a deep breath and I'd put on kind of my empathy hat. And maybe even I like to think about it like, okay, if I were him, what could have been the other reasons that I just did that? Right. And so then I would start writing. And let's just do that for a second. So in my head, I mean, this is totally on the fly. So I'm just thinking out loud here. But one of the first things that came up to me was he actually thought I was somebody else. And he flipped me off thinking I was somebody that he actually knew that he hated. And he got it wrong. So I could write that down. I could write that I actually did do something that really ticked him off, right? And so he's not a jerk. I actually did do something that really ticked him off. Let's just say he's in a super hurry because his wife called him and said that his daughter just broke her arm, and he sees me as a object that's in his path to get there, and so in his frustration and in his panic, he's acting out of his character a little bit. Maybe he just was messing around, you know, maybe he just liked to have fun with people and likes to flip people off to see what they would do. I know that kind of seems far-fetched, but so does just the simple fact that he's just a jerk. If you really think about it, it doesn't, just because somebody does that doesn't mean they're a jerk. You don't know. And so the list could go on and on and on, and it doesn't matter. You can just use your imagination. But what starts to happen, this is what's cool, is when you do this, you'll start to find that your brain, your mind can just release a bit and allow for so many other reasons. You know, as it allows other reasons to come into play, the emotions can't be so exact because there's more than one person showed up at the party rather than just the bully. There's more people there, if you will, more reasons that your mind can now look at and then have more of a piece about of like, yeah, I guess because that's possible and because that one's possible and because that one's possible, oh, like maybe his daughter really is hurt, or maybe he's just like just got fired, and maybe, you know, he's just like really mad at the world. Maybe somebody just died in his life, and all of a sudden it's like this person becomes more of a human to you rather than just a jerk, which is not a human. That's a jerk. And so as that occurs, you'll find that your peace and your personal, you know, feeling of calm will preserve itself more. I'm not saying perfectly, right? I'm not trying to say here that it's just like the ultimate magic of all time. However, it's neat because you do this enough. Think about the consequences. You do this enough. What might start to happen with you when you do something dumb? Because I know every one of you listening, you know, a couple podcasts ago, I really went off And I got a lot of feedback from that in a good way that a lot of people needed it. And I said, I challenge you to start loving yourself. I challenge you to start letting your light shine. Because why? Because you are mean to yourself. And Satan is mean to you and you believe it. And how often do you give yourself the benefit of the doubt? How often do you actually take the time to think about the reasons that you did what you did? And mercifully, not just justify stuff. I'm not asking you to justify what you do in life, but it is explainable. And you, I say that a lot. Explanation isn't justification, but explanation does help forgiveness. There's an explanation for why all of us do the things we do, good or bad. And the bad things, again, the explanation doesn't justify it, but at least it explains it. And how quick are you to say, oh, I did that because I'm a bad dad. Oh, I did that. Just I'm a sucky son, bad parent. And you jump to this your own conclusion, and it's often in a label or a boxed in statement that totally encompasses your entire humanity. Rather than breaking it down and say, no, I did that. I did that in large part because I didn't sleep well last night. And even before I didn't sleep well, I didn't exercise and I haven't been eating very well. And I haven't really connected to this person in a while. I haven't taken time to study scripture, to study and connect with God. I haven't taken time to relax. And so I referenced it in my own head of like getting overly angry at one of my kids. I could say I did it because I'm a bad dad. Or I could say, no, here's the explanation. And the neatest part, right, is as I explain that, it's going to create accountability for me inside of now these are things I can control. I can control sleep. Well, sort of. I try to, but I'm terrible at sleeping. But I can control diet. I can control exercise. I can control these things. I can change these things. And so instead of shaming myself and just calling myself a name and boxing myself in and rejecting myself, which creates depression, by the way, and shame, I can actually see a path that says these are some things that actually influence this behavior happening, and this is the benefit of your doubt. And now have some forgiveness with yourself about why you did have this mistake as a parent, and now learn from it and move forward and do something different. But if we never do it towards others, why will we do it for ourselves? And if we never do it for ourselves, why would we do it towards others? It's a chicken and egg situation. Which one comes first doesn't really matter. It's a start. And some people, it's just easier for them to start giving the benefit of the doubt to others. And others, it might be easier for you to do it, start with yourself, but start. Do something about it. And know that most all the time when you do something, there's not just one reason that happened. Somebody doesn't go on a date with you. Somebody rejects you. Somebody, you know, mistreats you. You know, the you get a flat tire. you can take any situation that occurs and you can start to break down instead of just having one conclusion that's based in fear and anxiety and negativity. Take the time to actually start to think and reason with your mind about all the other reasons that something could have happened. And the peace will follow, I promise. You know, I had no intention of going there today about with yourself. I was just going to teach this tool to help you with, you know, when something else happens. And it's just so cool that I love how I don't know how life works when you're sharing and when you're trying to help people, that God just gives you things. And because like halfway through the podcast, just barely like 10 minutes ago, I think how this would impact you. I've said that before, maybe once or twice, but I haven't thought about it in a lot of ways. So that just like came in right then. And I just think that's just such a cool part about life, where when you share something, when you're trying to help other people, God gives back more than you give them. And I know that's true for sure. Remember, everyone, your worth is great. You're an amazing, imperfect human being, and those imperfections don't need to push you away. Instead, they actually are the things that connect you. And thanks again for listening. If you love the podcast, if you think it's helpful, please let us have a review. You can do a Google review with Motive, or you can go on and leave a review on the actual podcast on Apple or Spotify. And again, hit us up. Come to group. Come be part of the movement that Motive is creating to change the culture of therapy. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.